the takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Liberia is about to get a new president with the first peaceful transition of power from one democratically elected leader to another in that country in more than 70 years. Officials are still counting the votes after Tuesday's election, but George Weah, who's a former international soccer star and a Liberian senator, is expected to win the presidency. If he does, Weah will replace Africa's first elected female head of state, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Ibrahim al-Bakri Ni is a Liberian researcher and activist and a political commentator, and he joined me from Monrovia to talk about the significance of this moment for Liberia.
This is actually a big moment for Liberia and the Liberian people because we are now having a first democratic transition in post-war Liberia. A president-elect, democratically president-elect, will be transferring power after this election to another democratically elected president. But this has never happened in our history since 1944. Since then, we've always had either incidents of violent coup or military incursion, forced resignation, and so forth. But now this is the first time we are having this. So it is a moment of significant historical importance. Besides that, this also, for the present moment, it also emphasizes the point that Liberia is now a stable society and on a course of good and democratic governance.
Talk about that a little bit more, about the state of political culture and Liberian society. As the country departs, at least for now, from this history of power struggles and violent coups that you mentioned.
Well, in 1944, we had President William V.S. Tubman, who took over from President Edwin J. Barclay. And Tubman ruled for 27 years. And he died in office, and his vice president took over. He ruled from 1971, and he was killed in a military coup in 1980. And we had years of political instability, and the person who killed President Talbot was also killed in 1990. And from 1990 to 1997, we never had a stable government in Liberia. We had from one factional government to another factional government. And we had the election. President Taylor was elected in 1997, and he was forced out of power from a military invasion. Then we had another transitional government. And after that, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was elected as the first female president. But most importantly, he was elected as the first post-war president of Liberia. And the fact that we have had political stability over the last 12 years, and we are changing this government through the constitutional process, it's remarkable for our country. It signals to the world that we are now a stable democracy. We are mature enough in our peace process. Our democracy has consolidated, and we can manage the state of our affairs.
How much credit do you think President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf deserves in shepherding Liberia to this moment of democracy?
She deserves credit for stabilizing the Liberian society with the help of the United Nations. And she deserves credit for organizing a process of governance reform, even though there have been challenges. And also, there are also criticisms about how she handled the economy and about the fight against corruption. There are huge allegations against her and her family for influence peddling and for crimes of economic sabotage. Or close members of her kitchen cabinet have been accused of corruption and pillage in the economy, but most of them have not been prosecuted. So she's also criticized for that.
And Ibrahim, do people in Liberia have confidence now that George Weah's election was free and fair, and that they're likely to see another free and fair election in 6 years' time?
So far, this process has gone on peacefully, and there are indications from international observers that the process is so far credible. We cannot say it is free, fair, and transparent until evidence is proven otherwise, or until the process goes to a final conclusion unchallenged by any of the parties.
Ibrahim al-Bakri Ni in Monrovia, Liberia, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. You're welcome.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.